I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. So happy to be with you. In our first half hour, we're going to do something a little different. Usually we're all over the map, but we're going to zero in on one issue, or one person, I guess you could say, who has made a lot of news in the last 48 hours. We're talking about Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, the guy that created Starbucks. And basically, Howard Schultz is running for president. He has not announced that he's running for president, but he's running for president. He is full-time working at making speeches and a meeting with power brokers and hiring consultants. Let's go to cut eight. He was on with, he also goes on cable news. And he is going to be everywhere over the north, and I would say over the next week or so. But I want you to listen to Howard Schultz. Was on with Anderson Cooper. And, you know, a part of his running or wanting to run is the ability to unseat Donald J. Trump. He believes that President Trump is wholly unsatisfactory as a commander-in-chief. But in order to do this, you know, remember, there were like 17 candidates, one by one by one by one. And then, by the way, there were some great Republican candidates. You know, Rick Perry. I mean, there were some very quality people. Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush. And candidate Donald J. Trump beat them all. Every stinking one of them. So in order to be successful, Howard Schultz is going to have to find a way to beat the president. He says he thinks he knows the way.
What do you say to those who would argue that President Trump proves that the presidency shouldn't be an entry-level job in government? And also, do you feel like you know how to run against President Trump? I know you said you don't, you know, you're not engaged in the in this Twitter war. You're not paying attention to that. But I mean, there were a lot of very qualified Republicans who were running against him, and he beat them all. Do you know how to beat him?
Well, I've spent the last almost 40 years building the kind of company in which we serve people. 100 million customers a week. We employ almost 400,000 people. I've spent my entire career building consensus, creating imagination and innovation, and working well with people on both sides of the aisle. President Trump, to me, is not the litmus test for the presidency and not the litmus test for what I'm going to try and do. What I will say is I'm going to do everything I can to remove President Trump from office.
And you think you have a strategy, you know how to do that? I mean, that you've gone against people like him before?
Well, I mean, President Trump is a person that fights with hate and a lot of vitriol. I view that as insecurity and weakness. What I'm going to do is I'm going to speak directly to the hearts and minds of the American people and let them decide the future of the country with regard to who the next president's going to be.
I'm going to open up our phone lines early in this hour. I know normally we don't go to calls till our second segment, but I want to go to calls in this first segment because I want to give you an opportunity. You've seen a little bit of Howard Schultz. You saw him as a CEO at Starbucks, and you knew that this guy was nutso. I mean, you just knew. And now he thinks he knows how to beat a candidate like Donald J. Trump. And by the way, Donald J. Trump is a great counterpuncher. We know that. You hit him, he'll hit you back 10 times harder. That's his philosophy. But in a general election with a Democrat, an independent, and Donald J. Trump, who do you like? And by the way, you can choose from any, you know, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. And by the way, I don't have a clue as to who the Dems will, nominate. All I know is that they'll probably be far to the left, and they'll support redistribution of wealth, taking money from people who have accrued wealth in this country and giving it away. And by the way, they'll also support Medicare for all at a price tag of $32 trillion over 10 years. Eek. And then you'll have the president with all the trappings of the presidency. Air Force One. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He'll have all of that. We'll get to your calls coming up in our next segment. Those of you holding, stay right where you are. You want to join us? I got two lines open at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Is this a pipe dream? You know, these billionaires, they always think that anything they want, they can have. Because throughout their lives, they've been able to buy anything. The personal loyalty, we'll buy it. Competition, getting out of the business, oh, we'll buy that too. We'll buy the corporation up. And they'll just go away. Think about that for a minute. Michael Bloomberg. At least, to Michael Bloomberg's credit, he's smart enough to say, this will not work. Trying a third party will not work. And he's trying to counsel Howard Schultz as best he can. But the fact is, it will not work. It will hand the presidency back to Donald J. Trump. But the question is Howard Schultz so full of himself that he thinks he's a billionaire, he can spend $1 billion of his own money and win the presidency? Which, by the way, does beg the question, you know, is the presidency up for sale now? If you're not a billionaire, need you not apply for the gig? Think about that. We'll get to your calls on the other side. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay. This whole nonsense of Howard Schultz. If you'll notice, we've seen a lot on CNN and MSNBC, and yes, even Fox is covering this guy, which I find interesting. Howard Schultz, for those of you who don't know, former CEO of Starbucks. He is the founder and creative energy behind Starbucks. He's a little bit of a Looney Tunes guy. He just has an odd view of the world. But he makes a nice presentation. The question is, he is going to be one of about 30, I think, presidential wannabes that are going to be out there trying to convince you to vote for him. And he says he's going to do it as an independent. And that scares Dems to death. The Democrats just can't figure out how to get him out of the race. But they will. They'll pressure him. And the guy admits to, Howard Schultz admits to being a lifelong Democrat. And now he's going to go against the Democratic hierarchy and run for president as an independent. He hasn't announced yet, but he's essentially, it doesn't take a Rhodes Scholar to look at what he's saying and how he's saying it to understand that he is a candidate for president. But he says he wants to do it as a centrist independent. You know, the pox on both your houses thing. And that he wants to run as a centrist independent. Now, I know in the last couple of weeks, you've seen a lot of people come out of the woodwork. In fact, one of them, let's go to cut one real quick. This is Steve Schmidt. Steve Schmidt is an advisor to Howard Schultz. And Steve Schmidt, I believe, is a Republican. He's a paid advisor, I guess, to Howard Schultz. But last night he was all over cable news. This is cut one. Won't play the role of spoiler. And he says that Howard Schultz probably will not be a spoiler in that race.
He has said unequivocally he won't be a spoiler in this race. If at some point in the future, when he goes out and meets the American people, if it's the case that it's a legitimate three-way race, he'll make a decision at the appropriate time to be a candidate or not to be a candidate. What he has said is that when he looks out, the system, it is broken. It is shattered. The trust of the American people has been broken. And it's not just the institutions of government. It's generally big institutions, whether it's big media, whether it's big business. Across the board, we see institutional failure.
And obviously, it's his view that Howard Schultz is the answer to that institutional failure. Just remember, even if you did elect Howard Schultz, you'd still have Nancy Pelosi, assuming she wins re-election in San Francisco. You're still going to have somebody atop the Republicans in the House and the Senate. You'll still have Kevin McCarthy. You'll still have Mitch McConnell. So what does he think will change if Howard Schultz emerges as the winner in a three-way contest? Think about that for a minute. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're leading off. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hypothetical. Let's go back on the time machine, the way back time machine, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
The founding fathers get in a Back to the Future type bus, and they get to talk to all the great, well, not even the great, even the average, the world leaders of all the empires from as far back as time as we can document. And they whip out the Constitution with that Rosetta Stone, so all the people of different language, all the empire leaders could read it. You know what all those rulers would say?
What?
That's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream. It will never happen. And I've been told you got to have a dream before you get a goal. And then from that goal, you got to have an idea. Let's go back to our founding fathers' days, Kevin. They were successful businessmen. They took time out from their businesses to be good stewards of the Constitution. The demon rats now have Congress people saying it's not relevant. You talk about being off the beaten path. I close with this, Kevin. Howard Schultz is he's a big New York lib, but it's a win-win situation for we the American people. You got to ask yourself, if you're going to vote for Howard Schultz, do you think he's a member of the La Brea tar pits, the swamp? It's really tar pits. That's how bad it is. Trump's polling, he thought it was just a swamp. He could have drained that. A tar pit is real tough. Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thank you, sir. That's Frank. I'll be honest with you. I think that Howard Schultz is exactly what people have talked about, that he's just a billionaire guy that thinks he can buy himself into the presidency of the United States. If you'll notice, President Donald J. Trump has a candidate spend half as much. And I'm guessing most of it wasn't his money. Howard Schultz has said he'll spend $1 billion of his own money. The Trump campaign only spent $500 million. Hillary spent $1.3 million. And Donald J. Trump spent something like $500 million, $600 million, half of what Hillary spent. And by the way, he did not spend lots of his money. Anyway, back to your phone calls we go. In fact, J.D. is standing by. J.D., you're up, and you are live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks. As soon as you mentioned Steve Smith, Schultz is done. Steve Smith, if you remember, was the campaign manager for McCain, and he trashed Sarah Palin, and he did a lousy job. Then he went to the Romney camp, and then in the last campaign, he was in charge of Jeb Bush. He has been on TV ever since McCain, trashing Republicans and trashing Trump. Now he's going to be the campaign manager. That's the first decision that Schultz made. He took a three-time loser to be ahead of his campaign. He has no chance.
Wow. Thanks. No, he's exactly right about Steve Schmidt as a Republican. He's like Anna Navarro. He's gone over the deep side, you know, to the dark side. And that's kind of sad. Coming up, more of your calls from all across our listening area. You want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, our winner today of the most bizarre statement in the media goes to Sarah Sanders. This is cut 6. She was on CBN, what is that, Christian Broadcasting Network. And she made the assertion, and by the way, I go to Mass every week, practicing Catholic. Let's see, what else? And I consider myself a Christian. But she said something that I thought was just absolutely bizarre, that God wanted Trump to win in 2016.
From a spiritual perspective, for such a time as this, Donald Trump, of all people, to be, as you said earlier in the interview, the most conservative president, I mean, does it kind of, in a way, blow your mind that, you know, someone like Donald Trump, who is sitting in the Oval Office, I mean, I know you can list the accomplishments, but at the same time, just from a spiritual perspective, there are a lot of Christians that believe for such a time as this.
I think God calls all of us to fill different roles at different times, and I think that he wanted Donald Trump to become president, and that's why he's there. And I think he has done a tremendous job in supporting a lot of the things that people of faith really care about.
Now, do you believe that to be true? And to my most ardent friends, does God give a whit about who's president of the United States? I mean, if so, then why did he give us Obama or Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton, who lied to us, wagged his finger. I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Why would God give us Bill Clinton? Why would God give us Barack Obama, who many of you probably believe is a Muslim anyway? Anyway, that is the most bizarre. That is the most bizarre deal. Okay. Now, the other thing that we were dealing with yesterday, and it's still out there, the Mueller revelation, the Robert Mueller revelation, that Russians were taking documents that the investigation gave to this company, this Russian-based company, and use them to help try and denigrate the investigation itself. They took parts of the documents and then trolled in social media. I mean, essentially, they tried to discredit the investigation with some of the investigation's own documents. Jeffrey Toobin, let's go to cut 7. Jeffrey Toobin was on with Anderson Cooper last night and said that these latest Mueller revelations, you know, Russians trying to discredit the investigations, were done with documents obtained from the Mueller team.
I mean, Jeff, it's not just that they're trying to discredit the Mueller investigation. It's that the documents actually came from the Mueller investigation. I mean, is it legal for their attorneys to give it to the Russians who then go publish it?
Well, it depends if there was a protective order or whether there was a specific order that they not share the documents. But this is actually a very hard problem. It comes up in sophisticated criminal prosecutions a lot, is that, you know, prosecutors say the defendants are bad guys. But under the law, they are required to turn over evidence to them under the discovery rules. And sometimes there are issues like, you know, the names of informants, stuff that is potentially life and death. So judges and prosecutors and even defense attorneys have to navigate this problem of disclosing information but not seeing it put to bad use. Here, apparently, it was put to inappropriate use, but the idea that you simply couldn't give these people information, that's just inconsistent with our laws, too. So it's just a hard problem.
Okay. The Mueller investigation continues. There have been reports in the media that perhaps Robert Mueller is beginning to wrap up the interim attorney general, telling Congress earlier this week that essentially he is beginning to wrap up his investigation. Now, David Cicilline is a congressman from Rhode Island. He is a Democrat. And he was on last night with Aaron Burnett on CNN. And essentially was trying to answer the question of is Robert Mueller really trying to wrap up the investigation? This is cut number four. David Cicilline, the congressman from Rhode Island.
More charges are expected. Look, we've had almost 200 criminal counts now brought in this investigation, now expecting more. Do you think the special counsel is anywhere near done?
Well, I think it's hard to know. It's certainly clear in the pleadings that were filed today that the special counsel acknowledges that there are people who continue to be engaged in wrongdoing that have not yet been charged. But this filing has really revealed some really explosive information. And that is, as the intelligence community testified yesterday before the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Russians are engaged in an ongoing campaign to undermine American democracy, to attack our democratic institutions, and to undermine the rule of law in this country. And it's now playing out in the context of this criminal case.
I mean, it's incredible, right? Because what they're saying is, it's happening now, which, of course, as you point out, the intelligence community in this country has been loud and clear. They said like it was a red alert, right, flashing, I believe, were the words that were used. And now here we are. I mean, do you worry that the Russians will succeed in discrediting the Mueller investigation itself, as they are trying to do?
Well, they're clearly trying to do it, and it should be remembered that this came to light in an effort by the counsel for this company now seeking sensitive discovery. The non-sensitive discovery has already been released, and that was what was released into the public domain. Now they're trying to get at the more sensitive discovery that will reveal methods and sources and really undermine the national security interests of the United States. So Mr. Mueller really had no choice but to object to that and bring this to the attention of the court. But again, this is a sophisticated campaign. The Russians attacked our democracy in 2016. They're at it. They continue to be at it. What makes it particularly difficult is that the President of the United States has also attempted to undermine the Mueller investigation from the very beginning, attacking Mr. Mueller, attacking the integrity of the investigation. So what we need to do as people who are committed to preserving our democracy and protecting Mr. Mueller is we need to pass legislation to protect him from any political interference so we can complete his work.
That's David Cicilline, the congressman from Rhode Island. He is a flaming liberal, and he was on last night with Aaron Burnett on CNN. Hey, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Here is a friendly reminder, folks. Valentine's Day. Coming up in just a little more than 2 weeks. It is just around the corner, and trust me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day. Hey, take it from a guy who knows. You don't want to miss Valentine's Day. So celebrate at Ichabod's Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m. You and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and this is my personal favorite. I love their prime rib, especially the end cut. Oof. Ichabod's. Make your reservations for Valentine's Day. Do it right now, would you? Don't leave it till the last minute and then be left out. Ichabod's. Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. The Russians apparently are using documents given to them indirectly by the Mueller campaign, and they're discrediting. And by the way, what if the Russians are right? Why? What if they're doing? What if the Russians are accurate? What if this is really a witch hunt? What if the president's right? What if the Russians are right? And this is just a witch hunt. We'll see what you think coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com. 202-521-06.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. I haven't seen the state's only funded educational choice program, $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, I was just talking with some folks back in the Midwest. In Chicago, in Milwaukee, in even Kansas City. I've been talking with people all morning that it is still just colder than sin, like minus 20. Not wind chill, temperature. And then did you see the governor? What, the governor of Kentucky, Matt Bevin. He is a Republican, and he's having to defend comments that he made in an interview that people in America and in particular our kids to a degree, are going soft. This idea of canceling schools for 2-3 days used to be unheard of. Now it's the main order of business. So Matt Bevin had to go on with Martha McCallum last night and defend comments. This is cut three, by the way. Defended comments that he made that America is going soft. This with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel.
The question here is whether or not we have become a country. And I think, I'll say that I think at times we have. We close schools too easily. We shut down businesses too easily. Everybody gets the day off at the drop of a hat. Do you disagree with that?
I don't disagree, and this is the point that I was making, is that in general, we are getting soft, and it's interesting. I mean, my children's schools were canceled, and guess what they did today? They played outside in the snow. So did most kids. You did a little tease at the front end about these kids, and it's awesome. They went out and shoveled people's walkways. Terrific. I don't believe those kids in Wisconsin froze to death. There are people who are freezing to death. It's very dangerous. A year ago, at this time, last January, there was a story that went viral about a town where the temperatures were expected to get 100 degrees below zero with the wind chill factor. It went viral all over America. That's the town I grew up in. I understand cold weather. Northern New Hampshire is a brutally cold place underneath the valleys and underneath Mount Washington. I understand it's important for people to be careful, but we also are getting soft in America. And anybody that would question that is really not paying attention, as indicated by some of the things we've mentioned earlier.
I happen to agree with him. Although if somebody dies, and people have already died as a result of the extreme cold back in the Midwest. They have already died. So it's not like you can say this isn't potentially dangerous. But again, kids aren't staying in. In fact, I called back just a couple of hours ago just to make sure that I was on solid footing on this. Kids are out playing. And in fact, they've had the last 2 days off. And there may be an email that comes out that cancels school on Friday. Is America going soft? I hate to say it, but I think we are. I mean, we've become... No, I mean seriously, we have. You bundle up. You wear thermals. You layer, and you can defeat the cold weather. Now, that doesn't mean you should be standing out in the cold weather for hours on end. I agree. No, that's fine. I get that. But the fact is, I mean, really, when you look at it, and again, out here, we haven't really been impacted by it. But people are kind of wussing out on us, and I'm just glad. I'm glad that at least one governor of a red state, Kentucky, is bold enough to call America out on this. Are we becoming, you know, essentially soft? Let me know what you think. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. I happen to think we are going soft. That doesn't mean that if we, you know, had everybody stand at a bus stop for 20 minutes, that we wouldn't have people with frostbite. Maybe we would. I don't know. But that is if you don't bring gloves or you're not properly armed to deal with the cold. Now, it may be that America is not going soft, that America is just going stupid. Sure, go out in 20 degree below weather without gloves. Go ahead. Be my guest. I'm just telling you. Oh, by the way, just a quick roadmap ahead. Wayne Allen Root will join us. War Now, top of the hour, top of the 11 o'clock hour. I hope you will be listening. There are bills in legislatures all across the state. For all I know, I haven't looked at all the BDRs. Maybe there's some pro-abortion language in bills that are waiting for next week's 80th Nevada legislature. Melissa Clement will join us from Nevada Right to Life in our 11 o'clock hour. And I'll find out, are there some bills headed our way that are similar to New York? Governor Cuomo signed into law the most liberal abortion bill on record. Right up to birth. In Virginia, they tried to pass a bill that would allow you to birth the baby and then kill it. Eek. Mike Huckabee has been monitoring a lot of these bills. The Fox analyst. And he finds that proposals by states allowing late-term abortion, that they're just horrific. This was Mike Huckabee last night on Fox.
Well, the big picture is we're coming to a place where we're saying some people aren't worth as much as other people, that there's such a thing as a life that's expendable, disposable, that you can throw it away like you would throw away a piece of trash. I find that revolting. I find it disheartening that America has not moved beyond the place where we would consider some human beings less than other human beings. I thought we got over that after the Dred Scott decision. The idea of slavery, that you can own another person, even to the point of life and death. And when we're talking about a perfectly healthy baby, or even if it's an unhealthy baby, and it's being birthed, and then you make the decision that you're going to take the life of that infant because it's going to be an inconvenience. Martha, at some point, we're all inconvenient to somebody. I just find it very frightening. As a civilization, forget the politics of it. I don't think this is about a political issue. Mm-hmm. But I'm troubled that America is even having this discussion. We've gone from the idea that we said, well, we have to allow for abortions early on. But late-term abortions, there's never a need for that. And every obstetrician objectively has said that for the mother's health, it's better to deliver the baby from her standpoint than to take the surgical procedure and take that baby in pieces out of her. This is just revolting, and I pray to God we come to a better decision on how we treat other people.
That is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, former presidential wannabe, and he's right. And that's why we're going to have Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life on. She'll be in studio, by the way, in our 11 o'clock hour. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. War Now. Coming up in a matter of minutes. Stick around. We got so much to do. My name is Kevin Wall. War Now is coming up next, live and local, now.
This is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.